Democratic presidential contender John Kerry and his new running mate John Edwards appeared on CBS's 60 Minutes last night. The two just completed their first week campaigning together, and Kerry said things are going well.
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see a number of things. One is that we like each other. Two is that we are having a great time on the campaign trail. And three is we're good for each other.
Well, he's not a rocket scientist, but Slate political writer Chris Sullentrop did accompany Kerry and Edwards on their campaign swing last week, and he joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
So, is Kerry right? Are they a beautiful couple?
Kerry likes to have this charismatic buddy with him on the tour. He did this in New Hampshire when everywhere he went, he had Ted Kennedy with him. And so he sort of likes to play the MC of this variety show that when he does an event, he introduces his wife, he introduces his VP, he introduces his family, and he gets to sort of play moderator, and Edwards gets to fire everybody up. So, you know, that's how it works, and that's kind of what he did in New Hampshire, too.
And do the voters respond to that? Do people in the audience like it?
Yeah, I think they definitely like it. I mean, of course, these are people that are that are predisposed to like Kerry and Edwards.
Right.
But they definitely seem excited by the choice.
Now, there's some sort of dispute between the Republican and Democratic sides about what kind of bounce in the polls the Edwards choice will give Kerry. The Democrats are trying to play it down, saying it won't be very large. The GOP says it'll be huge, 15 points. What's really going on here?
I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's an expectations management game. I mean, this president has been very good at managing what we now call the soft bigotry of low expectations. And if you can convince everyone that Kerry is going to be up by 15 points in mid-August, which may or may not be the case, then you can say when he's up by 10 points that the president is doing very well. And conversely, the Democrats are doing the same thing. Well, we're not going to have that much of a bounce. I don't know if it's going to be 15 points, but I think it's pretty clear that Kerry Edwards will be up and up significantly after the Democratic convention.
So is it better to be an underdog then?
I don't know. I mean, if you're the incumbent president, is it better to be an underdog? Then they start bringing out the historical analogies that they were trotting out in May and June about how, you know, no president has been presidential losers have been at this point and that point. So I think it's always better to be ahead.
Now, gay marriage came up again over the weekend, President Bush wanting a constitutional amendment banning it. And Massachusetts, the first state to allow gay marriages. Do we have a better sense of how this issue will play out in the presidential race?
I don't know that we do. When I was in Missouri earlier this month or so, the Republicans there were very excited about the idea that they were going to have a state constitutional amendment ban on the ballot in November, and that this would bring voters to the polls. It's a 60-40 issue in that state, and other swing states like Oregon are going to have these things on the ballot, and they were excited that this would bring a lot of socially conservative voters to the polls. But pollsters that I talked to said it's just highly unlikely that the presidential election drives everything. And if you're not going to come vote for the president, it's highly unlikely that you would come vote for this amendment and then all say, oh, yeah, now I'm going to vote for the president, too. It usually goes the other way around. But then again, in an election that might be decided by 500 votes somewhere, it could be a factor. Of course, in an election that could be decided by 500 votes, everything's a factor.
Yeah. Ralph Nader, anyone? Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the On the Trail column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.